The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a son of a bitch.
Boy, this is getting weird quick.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Well, it's one of them times when you probably don't want to live in the mind of O'Dirty. It's not a pleasant place to live from a football perspective, obviously. It is not a pleasant place to be right now. I mean, the Texans went out there and absolutely got embarrassed. And here's the thing. Here's the most frustrating part of it for me, Ron. And I'm going to get to this can we fix it stuff. We talked about it last week. And my thoughts on the Texans, and I really felt this in my gut, was that at some point, they're going to turn that corner. Like, I thought they were really close. Forget all the injuries. Forget the difficult schedule. Yeah, whatever. Right? Forget the Bobby Slowick stuff, the struggles. At some point, they're going to turn that corner. Whether it's next year or this year, I just felt really good about, hey, they started trending in the right direction a few weeks ago, and there's a lot more good than bad. And I know we discuss a lot of the bad, but there is some good, and there's a lot to lean into. And on a day where I didn't expect them to beat the Baltimore Ravens, I've said it time and time again, I don't think they're on that level. But I did expect them to go out there and continue that trend offensively, continue to impress. This is one of the worst pass defenses in football. And I'm sure they've been better over the last month or whatever, but this is one of the worst pass defenses in all of football. And I expected the Texans to go out there, particularly in the pass game, be able to do some things that – we can lean into and say, boy, that's a plus. It's going to help us in the playoffs versus the Steelers or the Chargers, whoever we catch. Man, we're moving in the right direction. That was my hope offensively. And then defensively it was, hey, man, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Show that you can contain an athletic quarterback, an uber athletic quarterback. Show that you can bow your neck and you do have the guys to stop a downhill run attack that is Derrick Henry, and I really, to be honest with you, I didn't think that was going to be. I thought that was going to be for sure. I thought the defense would for sure slow them down.
We sucked.
Yeah. And in reality, what we got was the offense going backwards in a major, major way. The quarterback going backwards in a major, major way, forcing the ball, turning it over, trying to be aggressive again, missing throws, the simple ones and the more difficult ones. That are throws in the ocean, all of which came in a drive and a half span. That when they needed you the most to stop the bleeding because of what Derrick Henry was doing, you know, you're out there missing, the quarterback's out there missing simple throws. The defense got ran through, and they, to be honest with you, it was the fear of all fears with this defense is, could we get to a spot where one of the more physical teams that we bump up against kind of expose that interior presence or the lack thereof for the Texans? And they did that in a major, major way. You got defensive players coming out and talking about the game plan was the problem. And so it ended up being a terrible day when I thought even with a loss, we were going to pull some promise. There was going to be some good things happen, Ron. And I think that brings me to the point of how confident are we that DeMeco can fix this? And I'm talking about fix this for the playoffs. I'm not talking about, I know in the offseason you can shuffle the roster, you can shuffle the depth chart, you can fire coaches, you can do all kind of stuff in the offseason. I'm talking about, hell, I, as a fan, I don't give a damn about the offseason at this point in time. But we'll worry about that when it gets here. Right now, I want to know what this team's going to do to get this thing turned around by the time they kick off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all I care about. The next time we see the Texans at NRG Stadium, can they fix this thing? Can DeMeco Ryans fix this thing? And this is where the question comes up, because I know a lot of people out there listening are like, man, what the hell is this guy talking about? Here's my frustration. And again, it's been going on all year long, but it becomes a bigger and bigger topic as the losses pile up and as the embarrassing losses pile up. Yesterday, I'm going to paraphrase a bit here, but I'm confident in relaying this message this way. DeMeco Ryans was asked specifically about C.J. Stroud and about the struggles of C.J. Stroud. It was specific about C.J. Stroud missing throws in the game that he doesn't typically miss. And DeMeco Ryans doesn't have the ability or the want to answer those questions, completely duck those questions, right? He was asked, Ron, about why is this football team 1-5 in the 6 games that they played against teams with a winning record? Whew. Completely ducked it. Don't care about it. Doesn't matter. Right? Completely ducked it. Ron, I don't know that approach for DeMeco Ryans is going to turn things around in 2 weeks and is going to give us a chance to win a playoff game. I don't like what I'm hearing from – we're going to start with DeMeco. I don't like what I'm hearing from DeMeco Ryans in a sense of call it holding guys accountable. Call it calling guys to the table of like, hey, man, all of this crap's got to be fixed. Again, whether it's Bobby Slowick, C.J. Stroud, the pass protection, you know, receivers not creating separation, Dalton Schultz just lacking any interest in being physical whatsoever. Like, all of that is just starting to compile, and I just the approach of DeMeco Ryans may be the biggest concern of mine.
Well, it sounds like for you is, yes, okay, that's the way he is approaching it with the media, but it feels like your concern, which I think is valid, is it may be, you know, there are coaches and people who and players who say stuff to the media, but that's not really what they're saying behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It feels like to you, and I think there's something to it with evidence and history that, all right, even if he's saying something different behind closed doors and he is holding people accountable, clearly it's not really seeping through, because what we've seen when they say things like this is the same issues continue to come about. And it doesn't seem like whether they're just saying it for us to hear,
yeah,
and or whatever they're handling behind closed doors, it's not working.
Well, we're beyond.
There's not any major changes.
I'll speak for myself, Ron. I'm beyond listening to what they say. I mean, it's clear that there's one line of thinking for how we're going to treat the offense and how we're going to treat CJ, and there's another line of thinking how we're going to treat the defense and how we're going to handle guys, both the big name guys as well as the depth players. And it's just, I said it last week, I don't believe this team turns a corner until DeMeco Ryans decides he's going to treat the offense the same way he treats the defense. You can visibly see and hear DeMeco Ryans' disgust and frustration when his defense doesn't play good. He ain't got no hesitation talking about guys not being where they're supposed to be, guys not tackling well, guys not swarming. And when it comes to offense, it's just duck the question. And it's been that way for a while now. And the problem with that is, and you just hit on it, is whether the message isn't being relayed behind closed doors and it's okay to keep playing ball the way they're playing ball and handling it the way they handle it offensively, or the messaging is there and the players aren't receiving it well and adjusting. Either way it goes, as a fan, it sucks. You know what I mean? And I don't know, based on what we're hearing, which is exactly what we've seen unfold for 17 weeks. I don't know if DeMeco can. I don't know if he's got it in him to fix this thing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if he has it or he has the ability on the team to have that happen.
Well, right?
That's the other part of it. But yeah, it doesn't seem like, you know, obviously there are injuries, but again, yesterday, and I think I heard you say this in the post game. Yesterday, yes, the Texans have a bunch of injuries, and that could go to the point of why he can't fix it in the next couple of weeks.